Greeting, Earthlings. We have now taken over your radio.
What's up, everybody? It's Kevin and Andrew, and this is the Jayhawk Talk Podcast. Andrew, we're coming to you a few days later than normal. That's not on you. That's on me. I apologize.
Is it on you particularly?
It's on my child, my new child. I had
so,
a baby.
Yeah, let me stop you. So you did have a baby. So on Sunday, you had your firstborn. Your wife produced a human child, and you got a copy of the "Bitch I'm Frank Mason 2" song. Let me ask you, Kevin. Was that the best day of your life?
It was close. No, it is. It was the best day of my life. So much happened. So, you know, in that same 24 hours.
Baby and Redhead song too.
All of the above. Plus, you and I had Ponax for dinner the night before. I mean,
So, yeah, let me tell you that story. the night before, Kevin and his lovely pregnant wife and me and my lovely fiance had Ponax, which is greasy Mexican food, which is so delicious. The night before, this is Saturday night, and we were saying, you know, Mexican food is supposed to make pregnant people have babies. And we're like, oh, that's funny. That's funny. She's not due for like a week and a half. Oh, that's
3 weeks. Not due for three weeks.
Oh, see, early. I said 3 weeks. 3 weeks. And then all of a sudden.
Yep. What can you do?
Ponax enchiladas come through.
Come through in the clutch. So there you go. I've got
I just want to say on behalf of all the Jayhawk Talk listeners, including myself, congratulations on being a dad.
Thank you very much.
Do you want to go ahead and for those who haven't followed your Twitter account, reveal the baby's name?
It is Miles. Miles is his first name.
So if you are a longtime follower or listener of the Jayhawk Talk podcast, you will know that the Miles has been a contender name, and that there has been some communication with Aaron Miles about this prospect.
Yeah. And this is funny because Miles is a name probably even predates like me talking about it with my wife, like about that being a good name. So the Jayhawk Talk listeners probably knew the name of my child before my wife even heard of the name of her child. So it's not like I was like, it has to be Miles. I was just like, what about Miles? And she's like, ooh.
She doesn't listen to this podcast anymore, so don't tell her.
You think?
Because it doesn't work out this way for most men, where they don't get to choose. And Kevin slyly sneaks in there, proposes his name Miles after KU great Aaron Miles.
I love Florida, Aaron Miles.
Florida Gulf Coast assistant coach, yeah, Aaron is. Miles.
Congrats to Florida Gulf Coast. Shout out. So, all right, so here's the deal. It's Miles. My last name starts with an M, so there's nice alliteration there. And, Andrew, as you mentioned, that same day, my guy Redhead shot me the preview of Bitch, I'm Frank Mason at 2.0, right? And so I'm sitting there in the hospital room, right? And the baby's there, and I'm there, and my wife is, you know, sleeping or whatever. And I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pull this up, and me and Miles are going to listen to this together. And the first song that Miles heard as a human being was Bitch, I'm Frank Mason 2.0. So there you have it. Miles, you're going to go on to great things because you heard that first. Miles heard it before you did, by the way.
Before I did, that's right. Let's not bury the lead here. We're going to debut the song on this podcast.
Yes, sir.
We have it. We have it in our possession.
We have got it.
We've both listened to it. We're going to talk to Redhead today. We're going to play the song. We're going to talk a little bit about KU, but mostly the song.
We're going to play the song. And if you don't know what we're talking about, I guess we should sort of set this up a little bit. A few years back, I don't remember the exact date, you might, but we heard about this song, Bitch, I'm Frank Mason. Here's a little snippet so everyone remembers. You've probably heard this, right? Bitch, I'm Frank Mason. You see it on Twitter, people doing the BIFM hashtag whenever Frank does something awesome, which is often.
And most of the time.
And you see this like a lot. It's all over the place. Redhead has permeated not only KU Twitter, by the way, Redhead has permeated like KU fandom. And so we're stoked to have this guy on to hear a little bit about his story. And honestly, Andrew, to premiere Bitch, I'm Frank Mason 2.0. So what do you say we give old Redhead a call here? God, it felt good, it felt good. I got ice all on my wrist, them diamonds out here playing 101. Oh, yeah. Bitch, I'm framed. All right, we are back. And we are joined by the one and only Redhead. What's going on, Redhead?
What's up, man? What's up? Everything's all good. How are you?
Oh, man, we are so good. I can't even tell you right now. So, as you know, I just had a kid because you called me, and you were like the first person I talked to, by the way. After I had a kid, I'm in the hospital. That's Redhead's crazy. Calling, blowing up my phone. I'm like, I got to answer this, honey. Redhead's calling. So I was like, listen, we talked about this. We talked about having you on the podcast. I'm so glad it worked out. Thank you so much for coming on, man. We really appreciate it.
No problem, man. Thank you for having me, man.
All right. So here's the deal. We tried to tee it up a little bit for our listeners. Obviously they all know you. They know the first Bitch, I'm Frank Mason song out there. Everyone is super excited. I mean, they are super excited about this next one. I don't know if you've seen this out there, but I mean, there's people tweeting me all day.
Yeah, man. My Twitter is like going crazy, man. I love it though, man. I never wanted to stop, man.
Well, it's awesome. And we're really excited. Obviously we're going to throw this song right onto this podcast right now. All right. So I think maybe it's the best thing to do. We start out with the song. We get this out there right away, and then we ask you some questions about the song, about your craft, about what you're doing. Does that sound good?
Oh, definitely. Everything.
All right.
Everything is A1.
We're going to hit it right now with the song. Here it is, 2017, Bitch, I'm Frank Mason 2.0. You know the hashtag. Hashtag BIFM2. Redhead, here it is.
I've been ballin' my whole life and now I'm number one. It felt good, it felt good, it felt good. I got ice all on my wrist, them diamonds out here playing 101. Oh yeah. Bitch, I'm Frank Mason. Yeah. Bitch, I'm Frank Mason. Bitch, I'm Frank Mason. Bitch, I'm Frank Mason. Oh, yeah. If you ballin' in the 8, then you Frank Mason. Yeah. Bitch, I'm Frank Mason. Bitch, I'm Frank. I got 3 hoes and they all 10s, triple double. Oh. They ain't wanna see me pick and roll for that bang roll. I remember being broke, I was losing hope. Conscious. They calling me the goal. Said I want it all, I want it all. Coming from nothing, who would've thought I'd make it this far? They want me to fall, like when I fall, I got a ball. Said I got a ball. Late night in the fall, oh. Late night in the fall, oh man. They know I'm the one, one, Josh Johnson. Ask me how I feel to wake up in a mansion. Felt good, it felt good, it felt good. Said I got all this money, being selfish with my bills now. Starting to figure out who really fake, who really real now. Shout out to my city, we finally made it.
Do well.
Said I'ma be the greatest. I've been ballin' my whole life and now I'm number one. It felt good, it felt good, it felt good. I got ice all on my wrist, them diamonds out here playing 101. Oh yeah. Bitch, I'm Frank Mason. Yeah, yeah. Bitch, I'm Frank Mason. Bitch, I'm Frank Mason. Bitch, I'm Frank Mason.
Oh, yeah.
If you ballin' in the 8, then you Frank Mason. Yeah. Bitch, I'm Frank Mason. Bitch, I'm Frank. Free DJ, yeah. Yeah, they done free DJ, now we straight. Up in Allen Field, I was making plays. They know we ballin', yo. I gotta get it, hustle for it. I put the work in all the time and I had to suffer for it. They don't wanna see us win, win, win. 13, bout to 5, Big 12, champions, whoa. They tried to stop us, they tried to stop us. Straight from the projects, right to the garden. Can't believe I won it all at the garden. I've been ballin' my whole life and now I'm number one. It felt good, it felt good, it felt good. I got ice all on my wrist, them diamonds out here playing 101. Oh yeah. Bitch, I'm Frank Mason.
Yeah, yeah.
Bitch, I'm Frank Mason. Bitch, I'm Frank Mason. Bitch, I'm Frank Mason.
Oh, yeah.
If you ballin' in the 8, then you Frank Mason. Yeah. Bitch, I'm Frank Mason. Bitch, I'm Frank.
So there it is for the people, Bitch, I'm Frank Mason 2.0. Andrew, we got to start with this. It's a little different than the first version, right?
I think so. So the first one, I don't know if I want to put a classification on it. Maybe a little more Lil Wayne, a little more punchline-y. This one, maybe a little more Drake-influenced. What's your influence in the second one?
The second one is like, man, I think I just evolved as an artist. So, like, when I made that first one, a lot of people don't know this. I talked to Frank, like, a year before I even recorded the first one. And I told him that I was going to do a song. And so I actually came up with that song. I was very young. I had to have been, like, probably, like, 18 or 19, and I came up with that song. And it was, like, I don't know, man. I think I just grew. You know, I traveled a lot of places since then, and my whole, my whole style just changed. You know, so, like, this new 2.0, this is, like, more of, like, if you listen to my other music, it's, like, more of my style now.
Gotcha.
I do listen to Drake, but it's just, you know, I don't think it came from him. I don't listen to him that much. It's just like, I don't know, like a more melodic form instead of just,
yeah,
you know, rap chant type thing, you know? I'm just more melodic now. And I don't know, that's just a new me. So I like wanted to give it a new feel, you know, do something a little different too. I didn't want it to have the same exact feel as the last one, but I still want it kind of like the same energy, you know? But
oh, totally.
I don't know, man. Just tested it out, man, and just like, it came out great, you know?
It did. All right, so Frank Mason 2.0. It's like Redhead 2.0 too, am I right?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I like that.
Well, hey, man. All right, so first of all, we love the first one. Love the second one too. I think you killed it. I really, really like the hook. Great beat. I mean, it's a headbanger. I mean, every time we turn it on, I find myself doing a little headbanging. I like that. That's what you want to see. Absolutely. So, all right. So tell us a little bit. You said you talked to Frank before you even did that first one. Everyone kind of wants to know. So what's sort of the background, I guess, between you and Frank and sort of what came about on the first one? And I guess also the second song, you know, kind of your relationship there and how that kind of evolved.
Oh, man. Like, so growing up, you know, of course, sports is like the main thing that's talked about. And, of course, the first thing you heard in high school was like Frank. You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing you ever heard. Frank was crazy in high school. Like, man, he used to like do the craziest shit. He used to like come cross half court, like nowhere near the 3-point line, pull up, and everybody already knows what's going in. You know what I'm saying? So like, he just been had something about him, like, and everybody already knew. You know, I think don't quote me on this, but I think he was playing varsity his freshman year. And you know, I used to see him around and stuff like that. You know, I'm from Hopewell, Virginia. Frank's from Petersburg. It's like right next to each other, and we're also rivalries. So like, whenever Frank's team play my team, it's a sold out game. You know what I'm saying? So of course we're gonna always see him and stuff like that. And I seen him in stores, and you know, we had basketball courts. You know, in different neighborhoods, you just see Frank everywhere. You know, and I was doing my music thing at the time, and so it wasn't like me and Frank hung out every single day. It was just more of like a respect type thing. Like, I see him doing his thing, you know, I salute him. He see me doing my thing, he salute me type thing, you know.
Nice.
Frank was actually at my first show that I ever performed at. It was actually in his city.
Really?
And he was in the crowd like that. Yeah, man, it was crazy. It was at a club called Club Rain.
Nice.
Yeah, man, so we just got, like, you know, a little closer over the years. You know what I'm saying? We're not best friends or anything like that, but we're super cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, we hang out and stuff like that whenever we get a chance to. And the relationship just built up over the years. So the first song, I don't know what triggered me to do the song. Like, Frank announced that he was going to college, and that made me want to do the song off top, because coming from where, you know, where we're from, we kind of like, we're from similar areas, you know, and everything is like, it's a lot of poverty, and, you know, a lot of people don't make it out. So once I've seen that he was going to college and everything, I'm like, yo, he's going to college to play ball. That's amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to show him, like, my appreciation and saluting him the only way I know how, and that's through music, you know? I'm not really, like, really big on anything else but music, you know? So it's like, man, this is my way to show him, like, bro, I salute you. I see what you're doing. you know, and I want you to know that, and I want everybody to know that, you know what I'm saying? So I made the song, and I really did not know the song was going to, I was just doing it because I know how good Frank is, you know, and everybody from wherever he's from, we already knew that, you know? So it was just like, I'm going to make this song, and that was just going to be it. I didn't know it was going to blow up.
Well, it did, man. It did blow up.
Yeah. So, let's talk about the first one. Yeah, on the first one. So, on the YouTube link anyway, it says that, you know, really you released it, you know, his freshman year, you know, around the tournament time. So, like, March, that'd be 2013 or 2014, yeah. You know, his freshman year. So, but, you know, I didn't hear it until, you know, the middle of his sophomore year. So, you know, did it... You put it out there. I'm sure some people heard it, yeah. But it seemed like, you know, a couple months passed and then it blew up. So, you know, is that right? What happened with that first song?
It blew up because, you know, I put the song out and it, like, I think at the max it accumulated to like 4,000 views at the max, but that was it. And one day, man, I'm just chilling and I see my phone like going crazy. It kept going crazy. I'm like, what in the world? Like, what's going on Twitter? It was my Twitter. And it was like, it kept going crazy. I'm like, what's going on? So I went, and everybody was like, talking about the song. And I'm like, what? You know, I've been dropping this song. I'm like, what's going on? And at that time, I was even better with my music. So I'm like, man, I don't really don't want this one to blow up, because it's like, I'm way better now. I don't want people thinking that... You know, my talent is at this level at this moment because I'm way better now, you know? So it was like, and that was another reason for making the second one, because I wanted to show people I'm better now. But it was going crazy, and I finally figured out it was some dude. His Twitter handler is Club Trillion.
Yeah, Mark Titus.
His name is, I think.
Mark Titus.
I still to this day don't know who he is, but the only thing I know about him is what it says in his bio. It says he's like a writer for Ringer. Yep. Or something like that. I still don't know who he is, but apparently he tweeted the Frank Mason song. He was just talking about it. He was tweeting lyrics and everything like that. And his tweet, shout out to him, you know, his tweet made the song go viral in Kansas.
Yep.
And I'm like, man, this is crazy. I said, I don't know how it happened, but I just thank God that it did happen. You know what I'm saying? It was like, I don't know, ever since then, man, it kind of died down, you know, after that. It turned up for a minute, then it kind of died down. And I never thought about doing the second one, you know, not at that moment. I just thought about doing the second one, like, recently, like, last year. Somebody had tweeted me and was like, man, can we get a Frank Mason 2.0 for Christmas? And I was like, man, that sounds like a good idea.
I know, yeah. I was one of those people. I know I was pushing that hard. Man. I'm so glad you did.
Yeah, man, I was like, man. I said, that's a great idea, because I want to show people that I evolved. You know, I want to show them a different side of me, because, you know, everybody knows I'm a rapper, but, you know, I sing too. I do a lot of melodies and everything like that. And people will hear that in other music whenever they get a chance to. But, yeah, man, that's how the first one came about, man. I'm still so proud of the first one. I just checked YouTube earlier, and it has, like, 95,000 views, man.
Wow.
That's the most I got on any, you know, anything I put out. You know, I put out a song called West Coast that got like 47,000 views, featuring Eric Bellinger. He's a famous R&B singer from Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
And but the Frank Mason one topped everything, man. I'm like, yo, this is crazy, man. I love Kansas. I love Kansas for life. You know, I'm like, this is crazy. Yeah.
Well, that's funny. So, all right. So in the new song, we got some shout outs. It sounds like you shout out Devontae. I heard a little shout out to Late Night in the Fog. A little shout out to 13 yep. Straight, a little shout out to Josh yep. Jackson. We like that stuff, man. That's great. So was there kind of, you know, a point, I remember in the last song, you did some similar things. You shouted out Wiggins, you shouted out Joel Embiid, you shouted out Wayne Selden for three. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head, because of those 95,000 views on that other one, I bet I'm like 600 of them. So, but you know what I'm saying? Like, so that's cool that you're not just limited to Frank. You kind of shout out some other guys on the team too.
Yeah, man. If I could, man, I would shout out every single player on the team, man. I love the whole team. You know, it's just, I don't know what made me pick. It's like whatever the first names came to my head, you know, and the Graham name came about because, you know, of course, Graham is doing excellent as well. Like, I think he's next to blow as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. and I actually got the chance to meet him. You know, I don't even know if he remembers, but when I went to Kansas, so I used to be in the Army, and I did 4 years. When I got out of the Army, I drove from Seattle to my hometown, Virginia, and I made a pit stop in Kansas, and I stayed in Kansas for a night. And I just chilled with Frank and Wayne Seldon and Brandon Green. I chilled with like, all of those dudes uh-huh. just for that night. You know, we went out and everything. And I met, like, we were, like, somewhere on campus, and it was, like, by a pool or whatever, something like that. And I met Devontae Graham. You know, I just said what's up to him, you know. I don't even think he knew who I was at the time, or I don't even know. But I got to meet him and, you know, be around him and stuff. And I was, like, I didn't even know. I never even seen him play when I met him during that time, you know. So just to see, like, yo, I met this dude, and he's, like, really going crazy. He's turning up. Like, he's going crazy around that three-point line and making plays and everything. I'm like, yo, I most definitely got to shout him out. And, of course, you know, I got to say Josh Jackson, man. He's phenomenal, yep. You know. And then I would have said some other players. I was going to say Landon and some other players, but – you know, it's just the way the song came out. It was, I can't fit everything, you know, but salute to the whole team. If I could have shouted out everybody, I would have shouted out every single person. They're all just as great to me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't look at it like, oh, this is my favorite person. This is my favorite person. You know what I'm saying? Like the whole team as a unit, like moves amazingly to me, you know?
So you're a Kansas fan, right? But you grew up not a big college basketball fan, as I recall. We talked, and you said you maybe a little bit of a North Carolina fan, potentially just because you were a big Jordan guy, right?
Yeah, man. So, like, this is how it is. You know, Virginia, we don't really, like, even have, like, teams like that, for real, to be honest. And, man, when it came for me, my team was automatically Chicago Bulls because I like Michael Jordan. And then college was the Tar Heels, so I had, like, little Tar Heel stuffed animals and stuff like that. But I, to be honest, I never really, like, I probably watched a couple of games, but I never really even knew Tar Heels players and, you know, during the time where I was, like, getting in tune with them. So I never really – basketball is my favorite sport. I used to – before rap, I used to want to be in the NBA, you know. Like, I used to want to play basketball, and I played in – I lived in New York for a little bit, and I played JV. I used to want – basketball was my thing, like – but once I found music and I figured out, like, hey, maybe you might not going to make it in basketball. Some music is going, you know what I'm saying? It's going great for you. And then, like, so it was just like, yo, anybody ask, I'm a Tar Heels fan. If they ask me about the history of Tar Heels, I'm not going to know. But, like, yo, I'm a Tar Heels fan.
Yeah.
You know? So when I heard Frank, at first Frank was committed to Towson or something like that.
Yep.
You know? So It was already set in my head. Wherever Frank go, that's going to be my new college. You know what I'm saying? So, like, and I'm going to get in tune. I'm going to actually watch, and I'm going to get in tune with college basketball because now I have a reason. I never had a reason before, you know? So it was like when he went to Kansas, when he switched, like, when he made the, like, his final decision, it was Kansas. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get in tune in Kansas. So I remember I used to, me and Frank used to text and all that, and I used to, like I remember one time I got this Kansas basketball goal. And I got it off like a Groupon, and I sent it to him. He's like, man, where you get that? I need one of those. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, bro. I'm Kansas now, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting in tune with it. So now it's been like 4 years, man. So, like, I know a lot more than I would have known. If Frank would have never went to Kansas, I probably would have never, you know, been in tune with Kansas at all because I wasn't even into college. But I'm so glad that he went to Kansas, and I'm so glad that, you know, that I'm a Kansas fan. Like, you can't call me a bandwagon because I have a reason, you know, to be a fan. You know, my friend plays for them now. And then, so, and everybody asks me, they always ask me this question. So when he leaves, are you gonna go back to Tar Heels? Or I said, no, I'm a Kansas fan for life.
Yeah.
And all the love you guys show me, man. It's like, it just solidifies everything. It's like, man, I'm, you know, I feel at home, even though I never attended the school. That's why I tweeted that the other day. I feel at home, man. Like, and then, being the fact that I actually got to be on the campus and meet some people that go to the school and, you know, the environment, man, I just love everything about Kansas, man. And if I really could start over, I wouldn't have went to the Army. I would have just did what I had to do and went to college, and I would have tried to get into Kansas, you know, if I could do it all over. Because I like the program. I like how everything is ran.
Well, you're making up for it, man. You're making up for it with all the K you love. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, like you honorary Jayhawk.
No, honorary Jayhawk.
Absolutely a Jayhawk. Well, let's get into basketball a little bit. So are you excited for March Madness? Are you excited for the Big 12 tournament, the NCAA tournament coming up?
I am so turned up, man. Like, I'm so turned up. Like, anybody will tell you, if I'm watching a game and if Kansas is playing, if you got kids that need to be sleep, if you got, you know, neighbors, if you live in an apartment with neighbors, don't invite me over because it's going to be mayhem. I'm going to be so loud. You know, especially if we're, like, whoever we play, I know this may not sound good, but whoever we play, I really don't care for the other team. Like, if we're playing them, I don't care. Like my mom, she's the type of, she's watching. If the other team does good, she's clapping for both teams. If I see somebody on the other team make a shot against us, I'm like, oh man, I'm angry. You know what I'm saying? I only want Kansas to do good, and I'm only focused on Kansas. And I want all the players to get their shine. I want everybody to be turned up. You know what I'm saying? Whether they don't get that much clock or not, I want everybody, whenever they get a chance to get in the game, I want it to be so live, man. And I love.
Man,
I love seeing.
We need to get you in the locker room. We need Bill Self to come give you a little pep talk for the game.
Oh yeah, man. Yeah, most definitely, man. I get the whole team hyped up.
I mean, you got me hyped up. I was already hyped up. You got me more hyped up for this stuff. I'm telling you. All right. So one thing I wanted to talk to you about, Redhead. So crazy that you did this song that it was, I mean, it was awesome. The first one I'm talking about, that it blew up and it all, you know, worked out so well for you and everything. And obviously everyone around here loves it, but it's kind of crazy that like this version, right? So this version, like Frank was a freshman and he wasn't really playing that much. He was playing some, he was getting some minutes. He had some guys in front of him. He was kind of beaten out, but he was playing all right. But now, I mean, Frank now is a Hall of Famer at Kansas. Frank now is a National Player of the Year. Like, and you said this early on in this interview, you said something like, I knew Frank was going to blow up. Like, I knew he was going to make it because I saw him, you know, I saw him back in the day. I saw him, you know, murder everyone in basketball. Yeah. First of all, props to you for calling that. but second of all, like, did you really know that he was going to come do this stuff that he's doing?
Man, I promise you, I knew every bit of it. I knew. And the crazy thing about it, man, like when I came up with the first song, and I was in the barracks. I was actually in the military, and I was in the barracks when I came up with the song.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm telling people, they were like, "Bro, you're doing too much. You're making a song, bro. He's only scoring 5 points a game." I said, "Bro, you don't." Bro, I'm getting in like plenty of arguments about Frank. Because they're like, yo, he's cool, but like, yo, you're tripping. Like, Andrew Wiggins is the guy, and you know what I'm saying? And much love to Andrew Wiggins, too. He's hella dope, too. But I'm getting in so many arguments. I'm like, bro, you don't understand, bro. I watched this guy play all through high school. You don't understand. I said, he's just role-playing right now. He's just getting the groove of it. You don't understand what he can do.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I knew. It's just like, in the they did a write up about me in Sports Illustrated, man. Shout out to Sports Illustrated for that. And they were saying like in on Fox Sports too, they were saying how it was crazy how I did the song before everybody was on the Frank Mason wave. And it was like it's not rocket science. It's like I already knew. Like
you knew.
I tried to tell everybody like, bro, he's going to be huge. He's going to be big because Frank got it in him, man. Like even though he wasn't like the top point guard out of high school and all of that. You know, it was just something about him, man, just from his personality to, like, to how he plays the game. He's aggressive, you know, and, you know, his game, he may not talk much, but his game is like, yo, that guy's not taking no for an answer. He's going to make himself known as one of the greats.
And I think, he doesn't have to talk much.
Yeah, but his game is going to show it. His attitude and his game is going to show it. And well enough, it showed, you know, and now everybody like, bro, you was right.
You were right.
I get DMs on Instagram. And like, bro, yeah, you were right. Old Army friends. Like, yeah. I'd be like, I know.
Frank
Mason. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so yeah, you got a future, man. If this music thing doesn't work out, you got a future either as a recruiter, like on some staff, like at Kansas. They need to find someone like you to go out and find these guys in the rough. These diamonds in the rough are going to turn into National Player of the Year candidate. Either that, or you need to go be an NBA scout. Like, if this music thing doesn't work out, you got some skill there, man. All right.
I got the eyes, man.
You got the eyes. All right. So here, one last question before we get out of here. And again, thank you so much for coming on, man. But real quick. So
definitely.
I'm going to hit you with this. I don't mean to put you on the spot. But if and when Kansas wins the national championship, is there any chance we could get a Bitch on Frank Mason 3?
You said I'm not going to put you on the spot and threw me right in the light.
I threw you right in. No, all right, all right, all right. I'll tell you what. Think about it. If we win.
We just want to plant that seed. Yeah, yeah. We want to plant the seed.
Just plant the seed.
Yeah, plant the seed. And I'm going to, I don't know, man. I'll think about it, man. But my biggest thing about when he wins, because I know he's going to win National Player of the Year, man, it would be amazing if I could, because I know after he wins, the school is going to have some kind of pep rally or some type of celebration. Man, I would love, I don't know who to talk to, any booking agents or anything, but I would love to be able to get booked out there.
Yes.
And perform the song live.
For
everyone, you know, and
just, who's listening? There are people all across Lawrence, Kansas City listening to this. Who can get this?
Happen?
Who will make this happen? Who's listening to this that has the power to do this?
Bring
Redhead to Lawrence, and I promise you it will be the greatest show ever, man.
Yes.
I'll perform both.
I'll be there.
I'll be there. I'll bring my kid.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. we can really rock out and turn up, man.
That's real, right.
That's like my biggest goal for the year so far. Like, I want to be able to perform there because, hey, my thing is it really kind of upsets me that I never got to see Frank play live in college. You know, that kind of upsets me. So I think me performing there, you know, while everyone's there, performing the Frank Mason 2.0, it will make up for that, man. That's my goal. Like, that's the biggest thing that I want people to know.
Bring Redhead to Lawrence.
Most definitely.
All right.
Most
definitely, man. Redhead, thank you so much, man, for coming on the show. Thank you so much for letting us get a preview of the song, hype it up a little bit. And thank you so much for putting out Bitch on Frank Mason 1 and 2. Both of them are sick, man. We appreciate it so much.
Most definitely, man. I got some things I want to say before I get out of here.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you guys for having me on the show, man. I really appreciate it, man. You don't know how much this means to me, all of your support, man. Like, this means everything. Thank you, Kevin and Andrew. You know, man, this really means everything to me. And I want to give a shout out to my producer, who is also my DJ. His name is DJ K-Fi, K-PHI. He's the one who produced the song. He made the beat, and he's also my DJ, so shout out to him. I want to give a shout out to my bro, Side Show. He's like my cameraman. He's like whatever I need. He makes beats. He does graphics. I want to give a shout out to him because he did the cover art for Frank Mason 2.0.
Nice.
So shout out to Side Show, man. Really, really big shout out to Side Show, man. And I want to thank God for making all of this possible, man. And yeah, man, Bitch on Frank Mason 2.0. I hope you guys love it. And man, hopefully I can get out to KU. And I can't forget. I am not just a BIF film rapper. I have amazing music, man. And I hope when I drop it, you guys still stay in tune, just like how we are for this. I have a new mixtape on the way that is called True Waves. And it should be dropping sometime this year. And I can't wait for you guys to hear all the great music and everything, man. I have a lot of great music.
Hell yeah.
And I just try to stay tuned in, man. Thanks to Kevin and Andrew one more time. Sorry to cut you off, bro.
When you drop that, make sure you hit us up so we can be sure to promote it, all right?
Most definitely, man. Shout out to Jayhawk Talk, the podcast. This is the best podcast in the world, man. If you're not listening to this podcast, then you're not living life, man.
My man. All right. Well, thank you so much, Redhead, man. We'll catch you next time. And I'll tell you what, we're going to try to get you to Lawrence. We're going to bring this up on the podcast again. We're going to bring this up on Twitter. Hopefully somebody listening can help you get here. We're going to do our best, all right?
Please, man. That's all I ever want.
All right. Well, you have a good night, man. Thank you so much for your time. And rock chalk.
No problem. Rock chalk. Y'all guys have a great one.
All right. Thanks, man. They ain't want to see me pick and roll for that main role. I remember being broke. I was losing hope. All right, man. Thank you again to Redhead for coming on the show. Andrew, he brought some energy.
He brought the fire.
He brought some fire. I love Redhead. I loved Redhead before. I love Redhead more now. How much fun was he?
That was a good talk. It's a good little interview. Good little powwow. I'm excited for everyone to hear the song. I think it's going to be stuck in their head for a while. We got to hear this a little early. It's been stuck in my head basically since I heard it.
Yeah. What's your favorite line in the song? Because I think there's a clear, obvious choice.
Well, I think the obvious choice is I got three hoes in the all tens, triple double.
I love that line.
That may be the best rap lyric I've heard in 5 years.
That's a great lyric. Plus, you know, what a box score. Like, my box score back in the day would have been like 5, 6, and 7. Like 5 points, like 6 boards and 7 like rebounds or something. Not a triple double. He has a triple double with his three hoes, and that is impressive.
Let's be honest. You'd have like a Mitch Lightfoot box score.
Yeah. Well, like, yeah, you got in the game. Okay. You got in the box score. So like, you didn't just like not show up. It wasn't a shout out to Mark Titus. It wasn't a trillion, but, you know, I got in the game, got a few boards here and there, get maybe a couple layups. Mostly garbage points, right? Putbacks and stuff.
Yeah, points are points.
Points are points, babe. So there you go. That was a great interview. Enjoyed our time with Redhead. Thanks again to our man Redhead. That was fun. So find the song. We're gonna link it in the show notes. You're gonna find it on jayhawktalk.com. Obviously promoting it on Twitter. He's going to give us a YouTube link. You'll find that. You can go listen to it as much as you want, or you can just continue to listen to our show a bunch of times if you want to hear it on there. So speaking of, nice of him to shout out the Jayhawk Talk podcast.
He shouted out the podcast on the podcast.
On the podcast. I like
which
that
we
a lot.
Love.
I like
which
that. We love. There's no better place. All right. So thanks again. All right, let's move on. Andrew, even though I'd love to keep talking about Bitch, I'm Frank Mason 2.0. And let's talk quickly about this this Oklahoma State game this past week. I wasn't sure we were going to get up for this game. I wasn't sure we were going to win this game. And you could tell, I mean, maybe I'm wrong here, but you could tell Bill Self went to Frank Mason and said, "Hey, Frank, how many times have you won here at Gallagher Iba?"
Zero.
And he'd be like, "I haven't won here at Gallagher Iba." He's like, "Do you want to win one at Gallagher Iba?" And you know, Frank's like, "I'm going to win one at Gallagher Iba." I mean, I'll be goddamn if he got out there and played his ass off in a game that frankly did not matter. And one of his best games as a Jayhawk, obviously solidifying every National Player of the Year award, killed it. And we came out and won that game. Not much defense played in that game, but it was a lot of fun.
Right. Arguably could have been his best game as a Jayhawk.
Yeah.
Almost got a triple-double. With 27 points.
It was great.
This wasn't like a 13, 9, and 9. This was a 27, 9, and 8. This was an almost triple-double from a 5'10 point guard, which is crazy to think about. Frank came to play. Juwan Evans came to play.
Yeah,
it was fun
to
watch those two go to battle. We may see them coming up depending on how the Big 12 tournament shakes out. So, you know, always good to end the season on a win. That really was a game that didn't matter, but it kind of goes to show this team's going to show up no matter what. And, you know, good to get a win at Gallagher Iba, but here we are going to go into the Big 12 tournament. We're going to play either TCU or Oklahoma. That game is on as we speak.
Looking like TCU is going to win that one.
Looking like TCU is going to win. So we're going to have to go against TCU tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon. Looks like that Brodzianski defense, that Brodzianski zone. Got to get ready for the zone. And just to give you a little preview, going to have to be doing this without Josh Jackson, Kevin.
Yeah. So the news came out today that Josh Jackson was suspended one game. Everyone, you know, immediately went to the thought of maybe it was this vandalism thing. No, it's something else.
Nope.
Something else. Although this one's a little, you know, not a huge deal. It was just a hit and run.
Okay.
It backed up into a car.
KU compliance. KU compliance. I hope the KU compliance people are listening to this.
They do.
Is it illegal for the university to provide the entire team Uber gift cards for the remainder of the year?
I don't know why they don't have them chauffeured. Like,
because everything seems to be involved
cars.
With cars.
Cars.
So let's just have Uber take them around, and we won't have anything to worry about for March or April.
Here's a hot take. That was a pretty hot take. Here's another hot take. I like a little bit of hit and run in my guys. Like,
oh, hot take. Scorching, scorching.
stay with me here. So, like, you know, in the basketball court, like when you're on defense and you do like a hard foul and the guy falls down and then the ball goes the other way, or like not a hard foul, but like a hard block and the guy falls over. Do you really want to pause and like help that guy up and leave your name and your note like to the people? Hey, call my insurance. No, you want to run down the court, get back on defense or get back on offense. That's a little bit of a hot take, but I like a little bit of hit and run of my guys. We don't need nice guys. We need guys to get their asses back down the court. And you know, Josh, for all his faults, is really, really good at getting back down the court.
Okay. I'm failing to see the connection, but I'm willing to go with you here. Okay. I'm willing to go.
That's all I need. That's all I need. I just need a little bit of hit and run in my guys. That's really the takeaway. I mostly just wanted to say that. Okay. So we'll do it without Josh Jackson.
Kevin Keatsman's going to be so mad at you.
I know. I know. He's going to like that take. He's going to be mad that he didn't come up with it himself. So that's okay. Right. It'll, first of all, give Josh Jackson some rest. Fine by me. I kind of wish Frank had a hit and run too. Maybe give him some rest. We'll play TCU, a decent TCU team that probably, you know, frankly, would need to win this game to even get in the conversation for an at-large bid. Most people think going into this tournament that they are not really on the bubble, that they're, you know, kind of on the wrong side of the bubble. But if they beat Kansas and then go on to beat like Iowa State or Oklahoma State, obviously that's a whole different story. So they probably feel like they need to win this game to have any shot at the tournament. Their backs are against the wall. That's a scary team to play because our backs are pretty much solidified. We're exactly where we want them, and that's the one seed in the Midwest. So it'll be an interesting game. I still think Kansas can win it without Josh Jackson, but we'll see. And if we do win that game, Andrew, we'll play the winner of Iowa State and Oklahoma State. Who do you got in that game?
Oh, that's going to be tough because those teams don't play defense and score a lot of points.
That'd be fun.
I just hope that they run up and down the floor 100 times and are worn out for the next day. Like, you know, that's probably the best game of the day? That's probably the best game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Baylor K-State is interesting only because K-State beat Baylor at Baylor and also needs that win to get into the tournament probably. Like that storyline is interesting. But in terms of a basketball game, I want to sit down with some popcorn and watch. It's Iowa State, Oklahoma State all day.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with Oklahoma State, the hot hand.
Me too.
Well, and Iowa State is always great in the Big 12 tournament, but I'm going to go with Oklahoma State. They're definitely peaking at the right moment. And then, you know, it'll be a rematch on Friday in the semifinal. If KU advances, we've been known to lose some of these games, but I think we'll pull out against TCU. Just to go back to the TCU game, without Josh Jackson, you know, Frank Mason's gonna do his thing. I think, you know, some other guys are gonna step up, but I think our boy 3D Tay is gonna really step up. I think we'll see a big game from 3D Tay tomorrow.
I hope so. That'd be nice. It'd be really good. I mean, he's starting to show some signs, especially behind the 3-point line, which is where he's, you know, can impact the game the most, really. Nice to see him starting to make a few more shots. Lid came off kind of that mid-season lull. It'd be awesome to see him get hot. You know, there's this, I do sports betting on Bovada. Don't tell my employer, you know, Kansas or the FBI or whoever, but they have prop bets on there every game for Devontae Graham. And the over under is always 2.5 3-pointers. Will he make more or less 3-pointers? For a stretch there, I was killing it in that bet because I was just taking the under because he couldn't make anything. And I did it twice again under and lost. And now I'm done because he is making some threes. And that's good to see. I didn't mind losing that bet at all. I was just watching the games and seeing that he was not, you know, wasn't that confident. But now he's really, really, you know, playing pretty well. So like to see that. Obviously huge going into the tournament.
Well, let's not forget, last year he was the Big 12 tournament MVP, most valuable player, Devontae Graham. Was it Frank Mason? wasn't Wayne Seldon, wasn't Perry Ellis. It was Devontae Graham.
Yep.
So, you know, no Josh Jackson that first game, just one game. So we'll see who steps up against TCU. Overall thoughts on the Big 12 tournament? Anything, any predictions? Is this important, Kevin?
You know, it is in the sense that we've got some great momentum right now. If you're a momentum truther, and I'm not really, I'm kind of in the middle of the momentum truther debate, but if you're into momentum being like a real thing that's important, like it'd be nice to at least get to the last game or at least, you know, or win the thing and keep this momentum going. We're on a winning streak right now. Nice winning streak. So I guess in that sense, it's important. But if we lost to whatever Oklahoma State in the quarterfinals and got to rest our guys a week, you know, I don't think I'd be like torn up about it because I think we are solidified in our spot in the tournament where we're going to be. Tulsa and Kansas City in the Midwest. I think there's basically nothing else that could happen to get us away from that. So I guess I don't care as much as I usually do, but you know, obviously you'd love to win it.
Yeah. I want to win every game.
I know you do. And Frank does too. And it's Frank's team. So I think we know where he stands on that decision. Those guys want to cut down the nets and you know, obviously it's going to be, it's going to be a lot of fun if they do. So I've been to this tournament or been around this tournament because I used to work downtown a lot, basically every year for the past several years, but this is the first time I don't think I'll be down there at all. So that's kind of sad, but you know, had a kid and those things are,
too bad. Yeah. This is probably one of the most fun times of the year for Kansas City. If you get a chance to go to the games, great. If you don't, go down to the Parlor Light and just hang out.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun. Especially, you know, there's a lot of Iowa State fans. Don't mind that. Like, they're annoying, but, you know, it is what it is. No offense to your fiance. But, you know, it's also a blast. You see everyone wearing their colors. People are getting hammered. Power and Light. Going in and out of the games. You can find cheap tickets a lot of the times. Especially if Iowa State loses in the quarterfinals, there are going to be so many KU tickets available to see KU Oklahoma State if KU makes it there. So get out there and see that game. I mean, there's going to be a lot of tickets floating around if Iowa State loses. So watch that.
Official TCU just won.
There you go. There you go. 70. What is it? 74. No,
they're shaking hands. I don't know.
I've got a, okay, whatever.
82-63, big win for TCU.
Wow, 19 points. I thought Oklahoma might win that game. Obviously, I was wrong.
They were doing good, but yeah, they've not been playing so much. Better.
Not so much. Okay, so TCU, there you go. Their backs are against the wall. They feel like they still got a tournament chance. We'll see. So on the other side of the bracket, though, Andrew, it's kind of interesting. They got West Virginia and Baylor, obviously, on that side. So who do you see coming out of the bottom half of the bracket?
You know, either West Virginia or Baylor. I don't see any other team, you know, sneaking in. And out of those two, I'm going to go Baylor. I'm going to go Baylor. Really? I think, you know, West Virginia made the tournament championship last year. I think Baylor sneaks in. Just, I don't know. Just based on flipping a coin, I think it's can just to be a little different. Okay. I think Baylor gets.
Okay. I've got Kansas and West Virginia and hopefully, you know, it's Kansas that comes out on top.
I agree. And if not, that's okay. But then after that, we've got the NCAA tournament selection Sunday coming up this week, several days from now. They're doing a 90-minute show, not the 2-hour show like they did last year. That was a little much. So I think it's 4:30 on Sunday, tune in to Selection Sunday. Kevin, let's do a little NCAA tournament preview.
Oh, the preview to the preview.
Preview to the preview. This is when we don't have enough information because we didn't prepare for a preview. So we call it the preview. Will we be the number one overall?
If we don't lose to TCU, I think so.
Okay. If we lose in the quarter or the semifinal.
I think we will be, yes.
No one can catch. Not North Carolina, not Gonzaga, not Villanova.
Nope. But I don't really care even if we are not overall number one, but I think when you line up the seeds and line up the, you know, the curve and all that stuff, there's some teams that maybe I wouldn't want to see matchup wise that'll be on the 2 and 3, 4, you know, 5, all those. I think it just depends on where the committee really lines it up. I'm not that worried about it either way.
We just want number one in the Midwest.
Yes, that's all Kansas I care City. About. Yep.
Tulsa, Kansas City, if we're the 1, 2, or 3, or 4 overall, doesn't matter. Just number one Midwest, Tulsa, Kansas City.
The only thing that would be weird is if for some reason they try to screw us and put Wichita State down there in that 8-9 matchup.
Joe Lunardi has been doing that in all of his mock.
Isn't it ridiculous?
Bracketology things, and he's getting so many clicks. He's so smart for doing that.
I know, he is smart. You're exactly right. That feels very click-worthy. But it'd kind of suck for us and really for Wichita State if they fell all the way down to 8. You know, I think they're probably a little better than that.
Ken Pom's underrating us this year just based on, you know, I don't know, you know, teams with like 9 wins are ahead of us. But, you know, I think we're number 8 or 9 and Wichita State's 9 or 10. and for a 1 to play an 8 in that scenario, it's a little wacky. But, you know, I think we can beat that team this year. Pretty confident we could, but it'd just be a little weird.
It would be interesting to see what the Vegas line would be for that, because, you know, that sort of Ken Pom and Vegas are usually pretty close to the same. The only time that I've seen like a huge discrepancy, what I pointed out last weekend was the over under in the KU Oklahoma State game. He had it called out that it was going to be way more than Vegas, and sure enough, he was right. But if we played Wichita State, would we be like a 1.5 point favorite?
It wouldn't be much.
It'd be crazy. I hope we do, only for that reason, because I would hammer it. I'd put my whole account on it. I think we would crush Wichita State, but just
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I did that last time. you were with me. I did that last time.
We won't bring that up. Those are sore wounds.
No, but this team's different. I'm feeling good about this. Feeling good about the Big 12 tournament. Feeling good about the NCAA tournament. We've got a redhead behind our backs. We've got Frank Mason at our fronts. I'm going to be listening to this song 400 or 500 more times before I go to bed tonight. You know, this is a good time of year.
It's a blast. Best time of the year. Feels like Christmas. Obviously, I got a few more things going on in my life right now that make it even more fun. My kid is going to have so much Jayhawk swag on during the games. You best believe I will be tweeting pictures out. I don't even care if people hate it. I don't want to see your kid. My kid is going to have awesome KU gear on. Trust.
Does your kid have a Twitter account yet?
Working on it.
So I think he needs to start building that follower list early.
It's like people start a Gerber life insurance account. Like, I'll just start building Twitter followers for him just to, you know, like when he turns 18, like, here you go, son.
He's going to be an influencer.
You are now a social media influencer. Thanks to Dad. That's funny. All right. Well, let's get out of here. Thank you so much to Redhead. Thank you so much to all of you for listening. Obviously, if you're new to the show, if you just caught this whole Redhead thing and wanted to listen in, we appreciate it. Hit that little subscribe button in iTunes. Give us a review, rating on iTunes. Helps us to get the podcast out to new listeners. We really appreciate it. Shout out to Redhead one more time. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And we will catch you next week talking March Madness, the NCAA tournament, the bracket, and more. Until then, rock chalk. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks, baby. I tried to tell them every time we on the court. I tried to tell them that we never coming up short. I tried to tell them that we came here to get the win. I tried to tell them that they should never let us in. They say that we the best, but I say we the greatest. That's why they try to knock us down and always seem to hate us. That's why they talk about us. They know they can never fade us. It's tradition and that Kansas pride that has truly made us. They know just how we feel. They know at Allen Field that we gon' keep it real.
Shout out to Bill. This for them fans that waited off in them long lines, camped out before the games, and they stayed a long time. Every dollar that we spend just to watch our team win, on a Jayhawk shirt or a new clean Benz with a sticker on the back with the K and the U. Uh-huh, yeah, baby, that'll make you say, ooh. We at the top of the top, just like we should be. Started from the bottom, thanks to what James could see. Dr. Naismith made a game for man, changed lives for the players, and did the same for the
fans. Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. Hawks.
And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks, baby.
This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. Hawks.
And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks, baby.
All them years that we've been cheering, everything that we've been hearing, all them spreads that we've been clearing, never been no team we fearing, and look how Bill got us steering. All them tournaments appearing with no team that's interfering. Nine times get to cheering with them banners held high and the crowd going wild. Night before the final four, you can't even sleep now. Yeah, we at the peak now, we can't even leap down. March Madness, man, we've been waiting weeks now. If you a Hawks fan, go ahead and hold them ones high. Shout out to the boosters showing love and the alumni. I'm speaking for the fans, even though I'm just one guy. We appreciate the love, love won't run dry. Imagine the state of Kansas with no Jayhawks. That's like having no streets but trying to jaywalk. They see us as support and we see them on the court. So we keep it loud and do our best so we don't come up short. We win together and we lose together. But win or lose, we still booze together. Struggles in my life will change me as a man. But one thing that'll never change, I'll be a Jayhawk fan.
I ain't even gotta really say it. This one for the fans, that's why I made it. March Madness, here we can't be faded. Rock Chuck Jayhawk in your faces. I ain't even gotta really say it. This one for the fans, that's why I made it. March Madness, here we can't be faded. Rock Chuck Jayhawk in your faces.
This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. Hawks.
And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks,
this
baby.
This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawks.